This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold with Ameriprise Financial, here to cover your A to Z's and 123s. Today, our topic is 2026 Change to Retirement Catch-up Contribution Rule. The year is already rapidly coming to a close, making it peak season for assessing, and in many cases reassessing, contribution options related to retirement savings accounts. A major factor worth considering heading into the new year are changes to the SECURE 2.0X Catch-up Contribution Rules. The changes begin on January 1, 2026, and could have a significant impact on individuals 50 years of age and older who earned more than $145,000 in 2025. If you are a part of this group of investors, listen on to learn about what catch-up contributions are and what the new rules mean for your retirement savings. What is a catch-up contribution? If you're age 50 or older and have any variety of qualifying retirement savings accounts, including 401ks, 403bs, 457bs, you have the option of contributing additional pre-tax funds beyond the standard contributions limit set by the IRS. These catch-up contributions are designed to help people nearing retirement give their investment an extra boost, which is especially beneficial for individuals who weren't able to contribute as much during their younger years. Catch-up contributions give soon-to-be retirees an opportunity to accelerate their savings to match their expected income needs in retirement. How did SECURE 2.0 Act impact investors? Passed in December 2022, the SECURE 2.0 Act was created to encourage greater use of retirement plans that allow Americans to prepare for their golden years. The legislations included a variety of tax credits and other provisions, such as opportunities for long-term and part-time employees to participate and save money for retirement. The Act increased the age at which individuals must begin making required minimum distributions, or RMDs, to accommodate employees who stay in the workforce longer. The catch-up contribution limit for participants aged 60 to 63 was raised in 2025 to $11,250 under this legislation dubbed a super catch-up contribution. This allows individuals within this age group to contribute well above the standard catch-up amount and take advantage of their peak earning years. What is the new catch-up contribution rule? Beginning in the new year, individuals with employer-sponsored 401k, 403b, and 457b government retirement plans who are 50 years of age or older and who earned more than $145,000 in FICA wages the previous taxable year must put their catch-up contributions into a designated Roth account after taxes. Simply put, this means any catch-up or super catch-up contributions for these high-income earners will be subject to tax deductions. This change does not impact a participant's standard contribution to their employer-sponsored retirement savings, which will continue to be able to be contributed pre-tax and will not impact individuals who made less than $145,000 in FICA wages the prior year. How can I prepare for this change? For individuals nearing retirement, it's important to regularly reassess your contributions and make sure they're aligned with upcoming regulatory changes, shifts in late career professional plans, and your personal income needs and financial goals. This shift to the catch-up contribution rule presents new strategic opportunities for high-income earners. A financial advisor can help navigate these decisions and diversify investments to set you up for success in retirement. Join me next week for more A to Z's and 123s.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.